There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly, what do you got for us?
Oh, well, Julia, this last Dirt Alert of the week is starting with a story that we first reported on a week ago last Friday afternoon.
You're right, Holly. You did bring us this news last Friday on the Dirt Alert.
Yeah, Anne Heche has died at the age of 53 after that horrific car accident that she was involved with in Los Angeles, where she crashed into a house. The house burst into flames, so did the car, and was taken away, and she never regained consciousness after being taken to the hospital to be treated for severe burns. Her son, Homer, is talking today, speaking out after the death of his mother, saying, "I'm left with a deep, wordless sadness."
It's so sad.
It is.
It's so sad because she's got a 20-year-old and a 13-year-old, and it's just sad, her struggle.
Yeah.
I mean, she has struggled so much over the years, and that's just sad.
Yeah, you know, Julia, her son Homer saying, "Hopefully my mom is free from pain and beginning to explore what I like to imagine is her eternal freedom." So says Homer. Mm. Yeah, sad story there. Well, let's move on. An ending of sorts on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Bandleader Jon Batiste is going to be leaving The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. His replacement has been named. Louis Cato is going to be leading the band when The Late Show with Stephen Colbert comes back with new episodes Tuesday, September 6th. Not totally shocking.
Not shocking at all.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you won a slew of Grammys this year.
Yeah. And he's had, you know, his wife is, I think her cancer came back, and I think he's had most of the summer off, and
yeah,
you know, he's got other stuff going on, but his star is, he's so lovely and wonderful. He was such a great part of that show, though.
Yeah.
He will be missed.
He will be missed. Stephen Colbert gave him a sweet send-off, recognizing that, yes, Jon Batiste is going to be missed. He's very talented, but that we're going to be seeing a lot more of Jon Batiste, just not on The Late Show. A little project concerning Giddy Up Girl. Your hunk, Kevin Costner.
My boyfriend.
Julia's boyfriend, Kevin Costner. A little casting news and a passion project of Kevin Costner's. It's called Horizon. Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington have been announced as cast members for this project. Kevin Costner is directing, producing, financing, and starring in this movie.
Oh, I like this.
It's a historical epic. It begins production later this month in Utah. And also joining the cast, actor G.B. Campbell-Bauer. You might know him best as Vecna from the latest season of Stranger Things.
And we just were talking about him last week. Neither of us have watched this third season of Stranger Things. And Lori's like, "This man is intriguing. He was so much fun on the couch."
Yeah.
I love this. And I just have to say, Kevin Costner knows how to do historical fiction. I give you Dances with Wolves.
Mm. Yeah, he might have won an Oscar or two for that.
He might be kind of good at this.
Well, now Horizon is planned to be the first of a trilogy of films that Kevin Costner is making. It chronicles a multifaceted 15-year span of pre- and post-Civil War expansion and settlement of the American West. That is the log line from Deadline.
That's his sweet spot.
Yeah, so he's leaning right into it.
Yep.
We have that to look forward to in probably the next year or two, because, you know, they got a film, get it in the can, so to speak. And then I imagine we'll be able to see Horizon next year. Kanye West is spotted with a mystery woman. We don't know who she is, hence the mystery.
Mm.
But the two of them are walking out and about in Malibu. Kanye West has his, he's wearing a Yeezy sweatshirt. She's probably wearing a Yeezy sweatshirt, too. And, you know, who knows who the heck this person is.
You know what? Kanye's always in a relationship, though. A deep, deep one with himself. So that's actually a threesome you saw walking down the beach.
And you know, his ex for, you know, the 3 weeks that they went out, Julia Fox, whose name we never knew. Before she went out with him, is wearing an outfit Brittany and I contemplated wearing to work today, but we thought HR might get involved.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We posted it on our show
page. It was kind of like folded plastic bags around her body.
Yeah, but with so many gaps.
Yeah, it has a lot of gaps. mostly gaps.
It was a cutout hefty bag held together with mm-hmm. safety pins.
Yes, yes. I like to call it Tuesday.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you want to wear that around, all your things are going to be Julia Fox walking down the street. It's covered. It's covered.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we're getting a little glimpse into some of the video magic from Beyonce's latest album, Renaissance, today. She has released a new teaser for the video for the song I'm That Girl, which is the intro track to her latest album, Renaissance. Now, we're not really getting a look at much else, but we're getting some fantastic fashions.
I love a Bay moment, no matter what it is.
Have either of you listened to the album yet?
Oh, yes.
And?
I haven't listened to the whole thing. I'm lying.
Why you keep doing that today?
I know. I've lied. She asked me another question about something and I pretended I did it.
It was so wild. I literally asked her if she tried this chicken and she goes, yes, I had it. I loved it. I lied to you. No. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, but Julia, you sold it until you admitted.
No, because I can't lie. I cannot lie. I can't lie. I'd feel guilty now for 2 days if I lied and said this. So no, I haven't listened to the whole thing. Lori loves it. Brittany loves it.
I've yet to listen to the whole thing though.
Oh, okay. There's 16 tracks.
Well, your impression from some of the samples that you've listened to, the tidbits, the nuggets.
I think it's exciting. I have a bad problem where a big part of me always expects it to love it as much as like her. I love Lemonade so much that sometimes I get a little like worried.
Sure. Like you're comparing and contrasting a little too much.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you know what? Happy Friday. If you want to listen to Renaissance all the way through, go ahead. If you don't, that's all right, too.
We're going to.
But wait till 6 o'clock when we're done.
Exactly.
After the replay.
Yeah. Thanks, Holly. Have a good weekend.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
Time for Weekend Picks. Presented by AARP Minnesota.
You doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, we should do something this weekend.
Anything interesting going on?
Any recommendations?
We need to have some fun.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
Oh, here comes for the weekend.
Are you sure you want me to stop? You aggressively put your hand up, but I think you want more.
I can just turn your mic off.
We want...
Okay. We're adults here. I just unplugged my headset, so I can't even hear anything.
And I turned her mic off, too.
I get to go first.
All right, go.
Because I know that you guys are going to try to pick my pick.
Well, that's the case. We always get, who wants to go first gets the best opportunities.
Yeah. Irish Fair of Minnesota.
Oh, you would.
I would. I know. And this is such a fun event. I went last year. I had so much fun.
I've been a lot. They have an Irish wolfhound section, and we always bring our dogs down there, and you can go pet all the Irish wolfhounds.
It's so much fun.
If you haven't been, it's very fun. It's on Harriet Island. They've got live music, traditional dancing, tasty food, of course, lots of beverages, a giant sheep mascot. It's pretty much everything. They have stuff going on all weekend. Some of the big bands that are playing are Gaelic Storm, the Tim Malloys, and then we check Sundays, is going to be Wee Banjo 3, Patty O'Brien, Lachlan Road. It's a blast. I would have to say it's one of the more fun fairs that we have here in Minnesota. Like, and there's a really fun thing for kids. They have this thing called Wee Ones Parade. That's at 10:30 tomorrow. Wee Ones Parade is for kids to dress up and enjoy a parade dedicated to just them. So you can have them wear whatever, and everybody just kind of cheers. And the starting point will be at the park playground.
Fun.
That's super fun for kiddos.
Fun.
There's also a 5K, lots of fun stuff. I'm getting cut off by
Have you run a 5K lately? I mean, have you ever run a 5K?
I've ran a million 5Ks.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Have you done it?
I did one with my dad. Back in the day when Lincoln Dell was around, the Kaiser Roll. That's what it was called.
That's awesome.
Cute. Oh, yeah. That was
fun. The
turkey
trot's a fun one on Thanksgiving.
Yes. That's awesome. Yeah, that's when I shut everything
down.
Okay,
that is so much fun. I didn't mean to cut you off, honey.
No, I don't feel offended. Just hurt.
So, okay, here's a couple other things. So tomorrow if you are out and about, the Shop Girls are broadcasting live from the Vanmar Court at the Rosedale Center.
Heck yeah.
Ever Reeves right around the corner. The mother-daughter duo, Harmony and Allie Captain, are broadcasting live. They're going to have a back-to-school fashion show. Say hi to the guys, gals, and Potluck, you know, where Jason's Biscuit Place is. Betty and Earl's is all there, and it's located on the upper level of Rosedale. So that would be fun.
Super fun.
And they're so much fun. The other thing that's going on is at Como Park. It's the Lakeside Guitar Festival, and it's for 3 days. It starts tonight at 7:30. Tomorrow, it's tomorrow afternoon. Excuse me. It's 6 to 9:30 tonight, 11 to 4 tomorrow, which would be a lot of fun. That Como Lake, it's so lovely, and that pavilion is so iconic and classic.
It's gorgeous.
It feels like it should be in Central Park. It's so beautiful.
I know.
And you can ride the swans, and they have, you know, other rentals. I grew up at Como. Yeah. Know, so I just think that'd be so much fun.
It's such a fun place. And it's wild. It's even parking. You get to walk this, like, it's just gorgeous.
Right. And I don't know the weather this weekend, if it feels like
it's 80s-esque.
Oh, perfect.
Beautiful weekend.
Perfect for people. Surly Field is having a concert. Surly, which is right 2 blocks away from us here. The Surly Brewing Festival Field is right here, and they're having a ton of stuff happening tonight and tomorrow night. So if you've never been there before, and Malcolm Yards, have you been to Malcolm Yards?
I don't think so.
It's great.
I mean,
it's really cool. Great food, really good food. And the beer selection, drink selection, the way they set it up, you know, with these food court type things, it's really fun.
It's like, really cool.
It's really cool.
So that'd be a fun thing. So, Grant, what are you going to do?
Well, I've got a couple things. You know, we've got some sports that I usually do, but I've got a couple things you might want to watch too. Well, one thing you might want to watch, we talked about this a while ago, HBO tomorrow, Saturday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, is premiering The Princess, which is about the Princess Diana. The documentary. So it's going to be a tough one to watch, but it's supposed to be really in-depth looked into how all that, you know, the history of her and how, you know, she passed and, you know, the craziness behind that. But that's going to be Saturday, and it's also available on HBO Max, so you can watch that this weekend. Now, you can also watch the Minnesota Vikings. That's right. It's that time of year, you guys. The Vikings' first game.
Who are we playing against?
We're playing Oakland. Not Oakland. Wow. Las Vegas. Not the Raiders. The Raiders used to be in Oakland. Now they're in Las Vegas.
So are we playing them in Vegas?
We are at in Vegas, 3:25 p.m. Central Time. So you can sit at home and watch that if you want.
Sunday.
Sunday night, I believe, at U.S. Bank Stadium. I think it's like a Poison, Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a big concert. So that's why they're not definitely playing at home this weekend. But the Saints are at home this weekend. You can watch them play Columbus all weekend long. The Lynx have a game tonight at 8 p.m. against Seattle, and they're in a race for the playoffs still.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So they've got a couple games left here. This will be a fun game to be at because they're right in the hunt for that one of those last spots in the playoffs. So the Lynx, get out there and support them tonight at 8 p.m. And then, obviously, I always go with Canterbury Park. You can check out their first post tomorrow at 5 p.m. And on Sunday, their first post is at 1 p.m. And I'll finalize this up with one more thing. My buddy Michael Right in the Wrongs is going to be out at Floyd's in Victoria tonight, 7:30 to midnight. Go check him out if you're going to be out in the west side of town. Have some fun at Floyd's Bar in Victoria.
I love that. Okay, so Al Franken is coming to town next week, and he's at the Acme Comedy Theater, which is a small, intimate theater.
That's cool.
If you guys want to get some tickets for that, Neil Justin, you know, wrote about that. They're hard to come by, but I think that'd be cool. But he is going to be sitting in and being the guest host on Jimmy Kimmel next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so he's going to be the guest host on Tuesday night on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show. So that would be kind of fun.
That would be cool to see him before that.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
He's so funny. He was so funny back
Acme.
In the day.
Love Acme. You can't beat it. It's
I know. And Robin Williams, I believe it's today, or was it yesterday, that he died?
It might have been yesterday.
Yesterday, he died in 2014.
Uh-huh.
I saw him there.
In
that little small intimate place.
That's a flex.
That's a huge flex.
I know. What can I say? Now, when we come back, there is a very interesting article in the Star Tribune today, and I want to get you guys to weigh in on it.
Oh.
This is Lori and Julia and Brittany and Grant, and we'll be right back. My Sun and Moon. Girl,
that's the name. Sun and Moon.
Who's our singer?
Aness. A-N-N-E-E-S. Anise, I think it's actually. Anise.
I have this on my playlist now. I love this song. It's so good. Well, here's some interesting reading. Okay, so was it last month or the month before that edible marijuana was legalized to some extent in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, I think that was in a couple weeks ago.
Okay. So the Star Tribune had a intern from the University of Minnesota go out and try some of the different forms of the edibles, and in drinking form, in eating form, drinking. In popcorn form. And there's an article in the Variety section of the Star Tribune today, which I found very interesting because, I mean, she tried four different ones, and it's really good because she takes it.
Yeah,
it's a quick,
there's
quick
a huge difference between stuff, and I have no idea about any of it. I was always whatever I fell upon.
Right.
That's so how I experienced any marijuana.
Whatever I fell upon.
Like, right? Like, I was never like, I was like, I choose this. Are there any options?
Right. So this gal, Jasmine, she wrote it, and so on Monday at 5:10 p.m. this kind of what it was, I'm baked gourmet smoked apple pie gummies.
Lovely.
You know how much, and it says how much CBD, how much D9 THC. Mm-hmm. Suggested amount, one gummy. I took a half and then another quarter at 9:03. Expected effects, 1 to 4 hours. Taste, cinnamon with hints of medicine and sugar. Tastes a little bit like pot. Smells gross. And then she tells you what happened. Aside from a small headache and nausea, I didn't feel much of anything.
Mm.
And was, but she literally, it kind of, it's
breaks
cool
it down nicely.
What happened and the taste, 2 on a scale of 10. How high did I get? 4 on a scale of 10.
Oh.
Munchy level, 5 on a scale of 10. Sleepiness, 6 on a, because I know a lot of people who use edibles to go to sleep.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a big thing.
Huge.
Hangover, 3 out of 10. And then on Tuesday, the next night at 7:17 p.m., she tried a Zeit caramel popcorn and suggested amount 1/10 of the bag that contained 66 pieces at a variety of
that
smaller.
Is so, that gets a little confusing
it
for
does.
Me.
Warning, don't exceed recommended dose.
Yeah.
Tastes delicious.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
What happened after about an hour? She said, I was solidly high for another hour or so. My favorite activities included saying, I'm high. I mean, out loud before getting the giggles. And she said, taste 10. It was, she liked how it tasted. How high did I get? She got a 9. Munchy level 8. Sleepiness 4. Hangover 8. And then Wednesday, she tried a different one. So I think this is helpful because a
absolutely.
Lot of people.
Absolutely.
And then the next one, she tried a beverage from Minneapolis Cider Company. The Trail Magic Berry Basil. And then, you know, I just thought this was, I've never heard anyone break, you know, in our state, I guess. And I never went anywhere else to read any of this information.
It's cool
easier.
That it's in the paper.
Yeah.
And giving.
And, but she's an intern at the University of Minnesota, but it's legal.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the last thing she had was on Thursday night was a Zeit milk chocolate minis.
Oh, that'd
and
be
she
hard.
Took, she took a square and it was, it's so anyway, if people, it's just something
that's never
read.
It's such a confusing world
right.
when you start hearing like, this is like, I just want something that makes me laugh and then eventually makes me go to sleep. I don't want to be that high.
No,
I don't
exactly.
want to be that high.
Exactly. No, but right. Some people, but it's, I just thought this was so cool. So it's trying on a legal high. It's in the Variety section. It's online, so it might be in the Saturday section, but it's online.
Either way, I think that's delightful.
And I've never read anything like this. So
no.
I thought.
That is, and we're in a different, we're in a wild world where I think this is going to be, because there are so many benefits if people, you know, need it, but
right.
it gets so confusing. I mean, I have no idea when they start saying how much is of this does it have or how much is that, like break it down is, will this make me sleepy? Will I feel out of my brain and hate it? Or
right.
what will I giggle? Like, tell me those things.
Right. So I kind of think that's fun.
You killed it.
Okay, there's a new movie out tonight called Mac and Rita starring Diane Keaton.
Mm.
And she's a younger gal that wishes she was older, I think. And then she goes, so it's a 30-year-old. It's the opposite of 13 going on 30. I think it's 30 going on 60.
Oh, okay.
And
kind of like Big.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. And it's the gal, Diane Keaton, is, you know, she's got that great style. But there's a Minnetonka gal that is a 5-time Emmy nominee. Her name is Allison Fanger.
From Minnetonka?
Yes.
Say your name again, sorry.
Allison Fanger.
Okay.
And she is a stylist.
Wow.
So she dressed Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda for Grace and Frankie.
Frankie
and
yeah.
she dresses Diane Keaton in this new movie, Mac and Rita. And she is going to, it's kind of interesting because she's from here, and she's going to be later in the month, she's going to be at an event at the new store is called Margaret O'Leary. It's going to be a shop that's in Edina. And she's going to be there on August 24th, a beautiful night. I believe it's my birthday. And if you're not going to be there, you could be at Crutchfield Dermatology's event on my birthday as well.
Oh, is that where you're going to be?
No, I'm going to be with my son because it's his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyway, it's a local gal. And she, so when you see the movie tonight, she did all the styling for the movie and did it for Frank and
Gracie.
That's awesome. Again,
Minnetonka, local gal.
Another Star Tribune find. I have a sneaky feeling the shop girls are going to talk to her at some point.
That'll be very cool.
And do you like Maren Morris?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was on Watch What Happens Live, remember, with Lisa Rinna?
Mm-hmm.
And when she was on it, someone called in and said, is it true, you know, that you haven't got a call back from your audition tape you sent to be on Wicked? And not the movie, the play on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, yes, I haven't heard anything. And she really wants to be on Wicked on Broadway, and I never had heard like someone say.
Does she want to be who? Which one?
I don't know.
Okay,
Elphaba or the other one?
Okay,
Popular. I don't know which one, but she said she sent the clip of herself singing "The Wizard of Oz," and she said the dream is getting closer. Here's what she posted yesterday on her site. I just got a call back for Wicked. I'm in tears. What the hell?
That's cool.
I'm telling you, Watch What Happened Lives make things happen.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was so sweet. And then we had Neil Justin on yesterday and told us about A League of Their Own. It starts tonight on Amazon.
Yes, got to watch that.
And is it time to start singing?
It is that time.
Out.